This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The White House says that Palestinians living in the U.S. will be protected from deportation for the next 18 months. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more on a memorandum issued by President Biden.
The memorandum Biden issued taps into a program called Deferred Enforced Departure, which at the president's discretion is used to protect people who can't safely return to their home countries. Biden said that humanitarian conditions in Gaza have significantly deteriorated since the war, and many civilians, quote, remain in danger. Nearly 30,000 Palestinians have been killed in Israel's response to the October 7th Hamas attack. There are limitations, though, to Biden's actions. Palestinians who have been convicted of felonies or those who are deemed a threat to public safety are not protected. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
Intelligence officials say Russia is developing space-based nuclear technology that poses a national security threat to the U.S. and its allies. Leaders of the Senate Intelligence Committee are urging President Biden to declassify a report on the matter. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says he's offered to brief congressional leaders on Thursday. Condolences are pouring in wake of a mass shooting during a parade honoring the Kansas City Chiefs for winning the Super Bowl. The attack left one person dead and 22 others injured, many of them children. Mayor Quentin Lucas is among St. Louis officials expressing outrage over the incident.
This morning, I was actually thinking about bringing my child, as many people in Kansas City did. And I don't want us to have to, in our country, for every big event, think about a concern of being shot.
Lucas says two suspects have been arrested. No word on a motive for the attack. A private robotic spacecraft is heading to the moon. As NPR's Jeff Brunfield reports, the commercial probe was funded in large part by NASA.
The probe, known as Odysseus, lifted off from Cape Canaveral in Florida. It was built by the company Intuitive Machines. On board are several NASA experiments, along with some commercial payloads, including private pieces of art and a new high-tech fabric from a sportswear company. NASA paid Intuitive Machines a little over $100 million for the robotic mission. The space agency hopes to use private companies to someday deliver supplies and equipment to astronauts on the lunar surface. So far, though, that goal seems a long way off. Another commercial mission failed to reach the moon in January. The new Odysseus spacecraft will attempt its landing on the lunar surface late next week. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
Special Counsel Jack Smith is urging the U.S. Supreme Court to deny any further delays in Donald Trump's Washington, D.C. trial on election interference charges. Attorneys for Trump have requested a pause in the case while the justices decide whether he is immune. This is NPR. Dallas-based tech company Match Group, which owns Tinder and Hinge, is named in a class action alleging the popular dating apps mislead and addict users. As NPR's Bobby Allen reports, the plaintiffs allege Match Group has violated state and federal consumer protection laws.
Dating app Hinge has the advertising slogan, "Designed to be deleted." But a new lawsuit seeking class action status claims the app is really designed to turn users into addicts who are pushed to buy subscriptions in an endless search for love. The suit argues dating apps like Hinge, Tinder, and The League gamify the experience, turning users into gamblers seeking the constant high of a new connection. The possibility of addicting people and causing compulsive behavior should be revealed to users before they sign up, the lawsuit says. In a statement, the Match Group has called the Valentine's Day lawsuit ridiculous, saying it has zero merit. The company says its apps strive to get people on dates and off its apps. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Israel has recalled its negotiating team from the international talks in Cairo aimed at brokering a ceasefire in Gaza. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is accusing Hamas militants of undermining the talks by sticking to what he calls delusional demands. Japan has lost its standing as the world's third largest economy. New data shows the Japanese economy shrank at an annual rate of 0.4% in the last quarter and fell behind Germany's last year. The numbers highlight how the Japanese economy has lost its competitiveness and productivity while losing population. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Planet Oat. No deep thinking here. Planet Oat oat milk is rich, creamy, and an excellent source of calcium with vitamins A and D. Also, Planet Oat's unsweetened varieties have 0 grams of sugar. Visit planetoat.com for more.